Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, what up, Buck Man? I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is All Ball. Man, we got a special treat for you. As some of you know, I've become a lot more engrossed in youth basketball. My dad was a longtime AAU coach. He had a basketball academy. He used all his connections in recruiting to help place kids forever and then turn that into a business. And it's interesting because with my own son, I've kind of reworked it, and I've coached really 6th, 7th, and 8th grade basketball for the last 4 years or so. As our kids have matriculated to high school, now I have players that I've coached that are sophomores in high school, and the plan is for this spring to get hardcore into high school AAU basketball. My own son's in 8th grade. And so I've gotten a little bit of the landscape. And last year, I became kind of knowledgeable about T3 TV. It's run by a guy named Terry Holt. It's in just Mason, Ohio. And Terry's got an interesting backstory. And when I tell you this is the hottest of the hot camps, if you will, that's exactly what this thing is. Next weekend, and that's the weekend of the 3rd through the 5th, the T3 TV, this is the 4th year, I believe, they've had it, they're going to have over 600 kids. 600. Now, it's not for everybody. It's not, you know, the purest, the greatest of pure basketball in terms of movement and player relocation. There's a lot of stuff to it. And it's interesting because I've gotten a chance to spend a lot of time around a couple college basketball programs, specifically this year in Oklahoma State. And, you know, the rewiring of players, even really, really talented young players, to fit a college system and a college style. And look, Oklahoma State style, for example, everything they're running, for the most part, in terms of sets, are mirror sets that you see run in FIBA and run in the NBA. So when I say to fit a college system, it sounds like you're trying to do square peg, round hole. But the truth is, that's how they're going to play basketball the rest of their lives. So you do have to kind of rewire kids and help them understand that, you know, playing downhill in high school and AAU and prep school ball, that may work. But now you get against like size, like athletic kids, and some players aren't able to play downhill. Matter of fact, when you watch the NBA, as much as Jason Tatum's in his bag, you know, you look around the court and there's 3 or 4 other guys that they don't dribble, or maybe rule of two, which is, you know, you get 2 seconds, 2 dribbles, always play off 2 feet. It's a very kind of standard way of playing. You know, yes, you'll have one guy who gets a chance to go one-on-one, but maybe one guy on the roster or one guy on the floor at once. And many of the players played in college aren't that one guy, or at least not yet. But there is something to the having camp where kids just try and show themselves and have fun. You know, at the end of the day, it is supposed to be about growing your own kind of personal brand, seeing all the rest of the players around the country, seeing how they play, what they're like, learning a little bit about them and watching them play, watching their movements. And you can, it's not hard to figure out who the best of the best are. It's not hard to figure out who moves better and who's more athletic. Now, once you get to middle school, really 6th grade on, a lot of it becomes about when you've hit puberty. If you've hit puberty, early bloomers oftentimes reap the benefits more so than late bloomers. But late bloomers, I mean, heck, look at the Golden State Warriors, right? I mean, Steph Curry, late bloomer. Klay Thompson, late bloomer. Andrew Wiggins was not a late bloomer, but I would say Draymond Green was heavy in college, good player, but had to lose a bunch of weight. But the point is, if you go through their roster, you'll find several late bloomers, especially their two superstars, who have ended up becoming virtual locks to be Hall of Famers, and they were not heavily recruited. One reason was they were late bloomers. Anyway, without further ado, I thought you'd enjoy this. This is me and Terry Holt catching up in regards to his camp, which still has some open spots.
So, Terry, when people think of you and your family, think of football. Okay? They just do. It's synonymous with football. Like, when did you first start hooping?
Well, I first started hooping when I was about 12 years old. You know, went in the alley, taught myself, you know, begged my grandma to sign me up for, you know, the local team, and, you know, just went from there.
What was it like when you hooping, like, in high school?
Well, basically in high school, you know, I was kind of like an average player. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I was a good passer, good, like, basically a solid point guard. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I was kind of like a nervous player when I was back in high school, you know, and that's what kind of, you know, that's why I kind of like helping the kids now, like build their confidence and stuff like that. Like when I'm at the camp, you know, I kind of hype them up, you know, help them get on the, like, the national rankings and just anything to build the confidence, man, of a kid.
It's interesting. It's interesting because the little I know you, I would never think you'd lack confidence. What changed? What changed in you personally that allowed you to build your own self-confidence?
Well, basically just, you know, kind of the stuff I went through in my life. You know what I mean? Just basically, you know, back when I was younger, you know, like a lot of kids suffer from things that I suffer from, far as like peer pressure and just caring about what other people think. And, you know, so all of that, you know, my story, all of that kind of motivated me to, you know, change it up. You know what I mean?
What was the toughest time you went through?
Well, the toughest time of my life I went through was one of them. I got a couple of those. I'm going to name one of them. You know what I mean? Far as pertaining to the business, one of the toughest times is, you know, last year at my camp. You know what I mean? It was probably like, let's say, you know, a couple days before the camp. You know what I mean? Like, no, it was about a week before the camp. You know, not a couple days. Like, my shipment of jerseys for the kids. You know what I mean? It somebody basically, you know, took them. You know what I mean? But I still made it happen. It just was a tough time.
They take them out of your car, or do they take them before they arrive?
No, he basically just kind of, like, you know, what they call it, finesse me on the money. Like, I kind of sent him the money for the jerseys, and he never sent me, you know, what I needed to get. You know what I mean? But, you know, that was just one time. You know, probably.
So what's that like? So for people who don't know T3 TV, how many kids did you have last year?
Oh, man, 540 kids.
You got 540 kids.
Yeah.
How many days before camp did you realize you didn't have the jerseys?
Well, it was probably, I was reaching out to him probably like 14 days before the camp, just kind of like, hey, when you going to send them? When you going to send them? When you going to send them? And it was just no response, you know, so I kind of like snapped into it probably like six, 7 days. And I kind of had to pay a lot more money to get the jerseys even faster for the kids. You know what I mean?
How'd the camp come to be? How'd you come up with the idea?
Well, basically, I had a kid, you know, like most dads. I like the sport. So, you know, I basically threw him in the local YMCA. So I was recording videos on my phone. You know what I mean? And I just, like, start making videos on him. I kept training him. He basically went viral. I bought a camera. Like, hold on, man. I kind of can do this. So I start making videos on other kids. And then I just, like, developed a passion for it. And then, you know, I kind of, like, start seeing so many kids. So I developed, like, a ranking system for the youth AAU basketball to help kids get exposure so they can know who is who for right now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we all know rankings at, you know, pretty much sixth grade and under is like, it's going to change. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's all fun for the kids. And I kind of developed a passion for, like, you know, helping them, man. Like, I just like to see.
So how long ago was your first camp? What was your first camp?
4 years ago.
How many kids? First
camp, man, I blew them out the water, man. 330, maybe 40 kids.
When you start planning this thing and you come up with the idea for putting together, How many did you really think you were going to get?
I ain't going to lie, man. I thought I was going to bust. I thought I was going to get I was scared. I thought I was going to get 70 kids. I thought it was over. And then it was just like that, man. Like, they came. Like, you know, I always looked out for the really good kids. So I think that kind of helped me in the long run, like, far as me seeing them at an event. And I'll make a video on them. And then I somehow, you know, put them on the rankings. And then it just developed into where I start being kind of like a little bit accurate. Like, you know, I got some real kids that came through my camp. You know what I mean? Like, number one player,
sure.
AJ DeBasta. I'm probably saying his name wrong. You know, that's a good friend of mine. He came through the camp. You know, I got a lot of them, man. Like Jerry Easter. You know what I mean? Like, I got a lot of kids that potential pros that's going to be talking a lot of trash in the future, man.
So you end up having 330 kids or so, the first one, right? But what happens when you have success in the basketball world, in any world, is now all of a sudden everybody wants to be your friend. Everybody wants to speak, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is your thing you create. How have you been able to kind of maintain your own brand and your own thing when everybody wants a piece?
Well, you know, it ain't easy. I tell you that. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's basically, I just roll with the punches, man. Like, I definitely done made mistakes, like, far as doing business with the wrong people, far as, you know, I just been living and learning, you know what I mean? And just getting better every year, you know what I mean? To where I locked it in solid.
Okay, so if somebody's trying to get into the basketball business, camp business, tournament business, the AAU business, what are the things you learned? How would you advise?
Well, first of all, I would say you definitely got to get in with the kids, because they got to want to come and support your event before the parents even think about bringing them. You get what I'm saying? And then, you know, another thing is...
So how do you do that? So, okay, let's just start with the kids. How do you, we're all adults, we're all parents. How do you get it so the kids want to be your event? What's the secret?
Well, the secret is, man, you gotta go and
kiss a little booty.
Yeah, you gotta kiss a booty, man. You got
mixtapes.
You gotta go in mixtapes. Free mixtapes. You can't go up to them charging them right off the brick. You cannot do that. You know what I mean? You gotta post them a lot. You know what I mean? And that still might not work. You know what I mean? You gotta kind of represent yourself to where people want to look up to you. You know what I mean? You gotta be like a positive role model. You can't just be someone that's just, I mean, basically, I'm not saying you can't be a regular person, but you gotta have something special about you, man. Like, it could be you making mixtapes. You can have a talent at making mixtapes. You can have charisma with the people. You know what I mean? You can, it's all type of things you can do. But my advice to anyone is just build your connections, and the kids are included with the connections. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you build your connections, you have your kids, then what?
Then you have to get a website. You have to basically get a flyer. You have to do, you know, a lot of planning. How are you going to run this camp? Are you going to do drills? Is it going to just be games? How many teams? How many kids are you going to accept? Who's going to be in charge of coaches? It's all type of planning you have to do before you even thinking about, because a lot of these people just throw out a flyer and don't even know what they're doing. And then when the camp come, it just be some crazy stuff that you wish you never went and wasted your money on. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I didn't been through that where I wasn't organized the way I could be. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, my advice to anyone, man, is just you gotta get in with the people. Like, however you can.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who's the person who helps you stay organized most? People don't have to know who he or she is. Who's the person who's like, man, this one's my rock. They do all the little things for me.
My wife, Whitney. She, without her, I mean, man, I would be late on a lot of stuff. I tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'd stay on me about everything.
So does she get to go on vacation after this? Does she get a special trip?
Of course.
After the camp's over.
I got to shoot her to Vegas. I got to. We might come out there with you, man. We might come kick it with you, man. I definitely want to see what it's like out there.
Come kick it whenever. You started this because of your son. This is Terry, right?
Yes.
Okay, because you have two.
I got two sons. Terry and Taylor Holt.
Okay, so let's start with Terry. Okay. He's what year?
2031. Which is
2031.
It seemed like some futuristic. It seemed like we're gonna be flying spaceships then, don't it? So he's fifth grade, you get what I'm saying? Currently fifth grade,
yeah,
11 years old, you know what I mean? And he definitely got a bright future, man, if genetics and his heart take him there, you know what I mean?
What's his routine like? What's his weekly schedule like at fifth grade?
Well, basically, you know, first, you know, he get up in the morning, get ready for school. You know, he go to a private school, you know, pretty good school. Then after school, he get out of school around 3:20. You know, he reports to the gym at 3:40. So he practice, you know, Monday, Thursday, he just practice individually with me. So we got Tuesday where he go two a day, where he go with his school. He practices with them. Then he has to go down with the local team and practice with them. Then we got Wednesday where we have to do the same thing. And then we got individual practice Thursday after the school process, you know what I mean? And then we have team practice Friday. And then, you know, it's basically the same thing. He goes to practice, gets out, does his homework before or after, depending on what time that we have practice. And then, you know, get in that shower and hit the, you know, hit the hay.
Who's he look up to? Who's the guy he patterns his game on?
You know, other than your boy right here, you're looking at, you know, he loved LeBron James. Like, that's his boy, man. Other than some of them rappers that I don't approve of, even though I like their songs, you know what I mean? You know, he liked Lil Durk, of course, you know what I mean?
I met Lil Durk.
Yeah, Lil Durk, he got the juice right now, you know what I mean? King Von, he liked the King Von, you know what I mean? But LeBron James is probably the one he really look up to the most.
What is basketball like in Ohio?
I feel like it's good, but it's spaced out. We got some good basketballs, but it's not like a bigger city to where you can kind of stay local and play against some good people. Like, you got to kind of, like me being a Dayton.
But you got 13 Division I schools, right?
Yeah.
You got Cincinnati, you got Dayton, you got Columbus, you got Cleveland.
When you get to that level, it's wonderful. You know, far as the youth, I would like it if we could unite a little bit more in here, because we got a lot of ballers here, man.
We have the same problem at a bigger scale in LA, right? Where you're like, there's so many teams and so many dudes doing their own thing. It's like, hey, if we just had like one or two groups, we beat everybody. But they all kind of all break off. And I know it's that way in Ohio, even smaller state, right? Where everybody's kind of got their own thing. And then you end up, you play against each other all the time. And if you just united and play together, now you'd have a super team.
We'll have a monster. We'll have a monster. Like every grade level. I'm talking about from kindergarten to high school. You get what I'm saying? Like, we will be able to really make some noise if we really just combine and you know, but I know that's a little, I know that would probably, you know, that's slim on happening, but I wish it could, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of talent here that's spaced out. And I'm tired of traveling to play some good competition.
No question. Okay, what about Taylor, your youngest son? How old is he?
Taylor's 6 years old.
6 years old.
Baby, man, my baby boy. My baby boy, man. He is now starting to get...
Now, is he going to be the monster?
He's going to be the monster, man. I really feel like he got the potential to be rich off playing the game. Like that guy, man, he has a personality. He will make you laugh. He smile a lot. You know what I mean? He's just a wonderful kid, man. He a hooper too. We just now starting with him though. So, you know, we just letting him do what he do right now.
So Terry's videos have gone viral. Everybody in the circuit knows who he is. What's the most downloaded video has? How many views the most downloaded video?
Man, he got a few of them that got a million views. He got a couple of them on YouTube by Courtside Films. Overtime posted him. He got a million views over there. Filet actually was the first video that he actually went viral on. It was a funny video where he crossed probably about 12 kids and made them fall. And he just was, you know how Filet is, man. He be doing all type of funny stuff. And then he probably got about a good... He'd been featured on SportsCenter. LeBron James posted about him one time. I ain't gonna say it was a good post, but LeBron James saying your name sharing something with your picture on it, it's always good. It don't matter what he say.
So what? How are you kind of gonna plan on keeping him level headed? Right? It's like he's a thing. He walks in the gym and he's 11 years old and everybody knows who he is. How do you keep him kind of at the right level? We don't want to kill his confidence,
right?
But you don't want to walk around with the big head and be arrogant and be somebody that people don't admire.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the roughest part of with me and him is the balance of being coach and dad. You get what I'm saying? Like sometimes he need me to comfort him, and you know how dads are, man. We pretty hard on our kids sometimes. You know what I mean? And it's definitely definitely a hard part to balance, but I kind of stay on him so he won't, because me and you both know how hard it is to get to the league. You know what I mean? So I kind of can't let him get big headed right now, because this is just like only we're not even in the beginning yet. You know what I mean? Until we touch the high school floor. You know what I mean? Like then the process begins. So I just, you know, you got to be humble, man. I'm definitely a believer of a higher power. You know what I mean? And I just believe the humble man always wins. You get what I'm saying?
No question. You have to humble yourself in order to really learn and be taught as well.
For sure.
If somebody wants to, you only have a handful of spots left. Okay. But at the time we're going to put this out, there's still some spots. How can somebody get their kid in the camp?
Well, you know, they can go to my website, www.t3tvsports.com. You know, they will see the flyer. They can click on the link and, you know, just follow the steps. Click on register now. You know, but you know, Doug, man, we got 600, probably about 620 some kids right now, man. Like, I done went over the limit. Got lucky, got some more jerseys, and got the trophies. And like, they got to come quick, Doug. Like, it's about to be over with.
I feel you. Okay. What about if you're just in the Midwest and you want to come watch the best elementary and middle school prospects in the country, some high school kids as well? You want to come watch Mason, Ohio? Where's the camp? How do they get there?
Okay. Well, you know, Mason, Ohio, Google Courser Sports, you know, facility. It's on Reading Road. You know, it's on the outskirts of Cincinnati. You can take 75. Or you could take the back roads, you know. I really don't know the direction.
Are you a back road guy or are you a 75 guy?
Oh, man, I'm a 75 guy, but I'm getting older, so I kind of like the back roads. I'm starting to like new things, man. Like, I like cooking for my wife. I like barbecuing and stuff. Like, I'm getting old, man, and it's feeling good to just chill. So, you know, the highway be too much movement sometimes, man. You know, I got to hit them back streets.
LeBron or Jordan?
Oh, man, why are you going to do me like that?
Come on, man. This is where Hooper's like.
You know where LeBron from, right?
I know where he's from. I mean, I that's what I expect your answer to be, but maybe you'll surprise me.
Let me say this first. Michael Jordan, if you ever hear this, I love you, man. I love you, man. I promise you I love you. But LeBron James is the king. LeBron James, man. You know you run the show.
Who do you think wins the NBA title this year?
You know who I just said, right? If you ain't got on yellow, you gone.
You watched him last night, though, right?
We ain't going. Look, LeBron. Look, this thing I like about LeBron. He just be laughing at everybody when everybody try to come at him with this and that. And then he just flipped the switch on. And then LeBron does what he wants, man. Like, he's playing with the league right now. He's not even playing serious. That's what I just feel like. That's just me. I don't feel like he's playing for real. I feel like he's just, we chilling, man.
Bro, Anthony Davis had 0 points in the second half. Like, what is going on? How are you going to win a championship with AD again?
Man, I ain't going to really speak on AD right now, but I do believe in him, and I believe he's going to turn it around.
In Ohio, I mentioned Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton. What's the best hoop city?
Dayton got some, we got some pros, man. I gotta say Dayton on top.
I'd say Dayton's underrated, right?
Yeah, it is. Underrated. That's why, I mean, it's small, but I gotta say Dayton on top because of, like, we small, but we always seem to make some noise, man. Like, we always seem to climb out the dust, like the dirt. It just
Who's the best player out of Dayton ever? Who's the guy best player date?
Is we talking on their profile or what I done seen? Is we talking on their profile or what I done seen?
Probably on their profile because, like, okay, so I grew up in Orange County. Orange County is south of Los Angeles.
Yeah,
and probably the best pro we have is Klay Thompson. Klay's the best amount here.
I would say from their profile, from winning championships and just being around, you know, certain caliber of players, I would say Norris Cole. Then I would say I got to go with Daquan Cook. I mean, we got some people that didn't touch the floor, but them two, Daquan Cook actually won the three-point contest. Norris Cole actually won multiple NBA championships playing with D-Wade and LeBron. You get what I'm saying? So from you being from Dayton, you didn't made it to be next to Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, man. Like, we gotta take our hat off to you.
Well, I can't wait to see you in person. This camp is amazing. Everybody's talking about it. I mean, over 600 kids is ridiculous. And we'll keep it going. And we look forward to seeing Terry the third play. Thanks so much for joining me.
I appreciate you, man. And I'll see you real soon.
My thanks to Terry, more so than anything. And he does it. Yes. Does he make money doing this camp? Of course. Right. You do the math, find out how much it costs. 600 kids, not sure how much the facility costs, the uniforms cost, but there's definitely there's some overhead, but not a ton. He's going to make some money. But I can tell you from having been a parent at the camp and watching and understanding why it's so successful that it does, in fact, celebrate the kids, celebrate the players. And the kids like it. That's really kind of what it's about. It's kind of the wellspring for this type of basketball in the Midwest. And we'll report back on the stars of the future, if you will. I don't like the ratings either. Terry doesn't, but it is kind of a necessary part of telling kids what to shoot for and what to watch for. It's not the finish line, but it is a good kind of way of stacking kids at this point in their lives. My thanks to Terry Holt for joining me. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is All Ball.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.